One thing that comes up in some times is, did I make a charitable contribution or do I have a business expense? And the first reaction is, well, who cares? You get a deduction for either one, right? Well, as many of you know, there are limits on how much corporations can take in charitable contributions. There aren't limits on business expenses, so that's one difference. Another difference could be in the amount that you're going to get. A charitable contribution of a long-term capital gain property, which you'll hear in a few moments, gets fair market value. If it's a business transaction, there are cases where I might be stuck with getting just a deduction for my adjusted basis in the property. The donor may have a concern. I've seen donors come in and be like, we have to make this a gift. I'm like, why does it have to be a gift? Because it's coming out of our budget for gifts, and when we report to our shareholders, we have to tell them we made X dollars of gifts, charitable contributions, and we don't want a business expense. And I'm like, but what you're doing is a business expense. And the general fallback is it's a business expense. As it says, a business expense deduction is allowable. And if there's a reasonable expectation of a financial return benefit for the payor. So the presumption is if you're getting a benefit back, whoops, we lost this, it's a business expense. There's a number of examples. I put some of them on the slides, old revenue rulings that go back. And generally, old ruling where they're using the charity's name, or for every gift, every sale of this product, we'll give a dollar to the University of Texas. That's a business expense. That's not a charitable contribution. So that's something to keep in mind. Sometimes there are businesses that want to get your students to start using their products while they're students. And why would they want to do that? Because they hope they graduate, and if they're a dentist, they continue to buy X type of materials for their patients, or if they're a lawyer, they continue to use your software when they do research or whatever. So in many cases, these are business expenses, not charitable contributions. And so you got to look at each scenario. So if somebody wants to give you a piece of equipment for your dental school, but in order to use that equipment, you have to buy all the supplies from them, was that really a charitable contribution? No, probably not, right? So you got to look and see what is it the other party is getting in return, whether or not you're making a gift, whether you have a charitable contribution. Again, business expense what are the differences? Of course, you don't acknowledge a business expense. Again, I mentioned the differences in the deduction, differences in counting. You don't count business deductions as gifts. So a lot of issues come up there. What's a reversionary interest? Well, a reversionary interest, you guys like legal terms? No? I know there's at least a couple lawyers in the room. Any other lawyers you like reversionary? No? I always said tax is really law, right? And the accountants are like, yeah, I know, I hate the law. I have to deal with it, right? So what is a reversionary interest? Something that could come back to the donor. If you remember a couple slides ago, we said this was a revocable or irrevocable gift, right? Well, if I can get it back, then I don't get a deduction. And I'm an unhappy donor. Several examples. The regulations talk about a gift of land as long as you use it for a park. And in the example, the regulations said that's the chance of it not being used that way is remote, so therefore you get the deduction. We want to give you a patent, and we're going to give it to you as long as Professor X is on the faculty. Well, guess what the IRS ruled on that one? Oh, I'll take that. They said that's not a deduction. There's a chance the faculty member will leave. In fact, faculty members leave all the time. You don't get a tax deduction. You can still give us the patent. We might give you gift credit for it. But we're not going to give you a tax, you're not going to get a tax deduction. We're not going to give you a charitable gift receipt. We're not going to apply the rules that we would apply for that. Raising a certain amount of money. Geez, I'd like to start a center at the university. But I will give you $1 million, but only if you raise $10 million. And that's all it says. Not a gift. If I gave you the $1 million and it's contingent on you raising 10 or I get it back, that's not a gift. Easy way to avoid these kind of problems is in your gift agreements. Do any of you get a chance to look at gift agreements at your institutions? One person. That would be something that I would encourage when tax issues come up, you set up a communication with your development office, your legal office, whoever is in charge of looking at high level of certain types of gift agreements to let a tax person sometimes see those, because often a few words can take what might be questionable of a deduction to make it clear that you get a deduction. And this also can help the university. You say, well, I'd like to give $1 million, but only if you raise 10. And if you don't raise 10, that million will go to a different program. hopefully stay at your institution. Worst case scenario, it will go to somewhere outside. But to a charity, that's the key, right? You're giving up complete control of the gift. It's going to go to a charity. You want the deduction. Ideally, again, another use at your institution. But you got to keep these in mind. If there's any chance of a reversion, and it's so it has to be so remote as to be negligible to not interfere with the deductibility of the gift. Does that make sense? Are those questions just pouring in? Are you? Can't keep up with. That's usually what. Yeah. System's jammed, overloaded with questions. Yeah. I won't ask how many are here solely for continuing education credit. I will not ask that question, so don't worry. Those of you online, I just saw you go out to the kitchen to get a drink back there in front of the screen. Retained rights. Again, donors don't like to sometimes give it all the way up. They want to retain some rights. So maybe you give a part. So the general rule here, you like general rules and you got a million of exceptions. I understand that. But the general rule here is, if the donor doesn't give you the entire interest, they don't get a tax deduction. So what we call these are partial interest gifts. Example, 10% interest in an oil and gas lease. That's not your whole interest, no deduction. I can give you gift credit, but you're not going to get a tax deduction. Non-deductible. Donation of space. If you ever had a donor who's especially back in 08, 09, had some empty real estate, they're like, oh, Columbia, you want to have a development office in XYZ? We got some space there. Well, we got a place in Orlando. Your development office can have a whole floor. Like, great. They said, we want a tax deduction. No, it's not a tax deductible gift.